Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Greg Haynes, CEO of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. We're back with Greg in just a moment.
Because the challenges you face are getting bigger every year, BASF is committed to helping with more than boots on the ground. We're committed to boots in the mud, boots on the steps of your truck, your tractor, your combine, the linoleum tiles of your coffee shop, the concrete of your co-op, the gravel in your shed. So we can listen, learn firsthand, help right now to ensure success. BASF, helping you do the biggest job on earth.
Don't miss the Tulsa Farm Show December 9th through 11th at Expo Square SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
We're talking now with Greg Haynes, CEO of Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. Greg, over 2021, you feel that you accomplished quite a bit on behalf of producers with their checkoff dollars?
Yeah, Morning, Ron, I really appreciate being here. And yeah, like you said, we've started off fiscal year 22 now at the beginning of October, so a couple months into it already. But I think 21 actually was a very positive and successful year for us. I mean, we got a better feel for COVID and how that was working. So the programs were really able to adjust and adapt to that. And so we could kind of plan that in and really take advantage of it. So a lot of the activities had that kind of factored into it. And so a lot of the educational type programs that we were doing, maybe with teachers or nutritionist things, we were able to really expand out more with Zoom and social media things. So the impacts there, I thought, were almost even bigger than we would have had with just, you know, in-person type meetings. Promotions that we had continued. We were doing a lot more kind of retail promotions with some really large companies here in the United States and internationally. And those were really showing good benefits with the consumers shopping more at home still and, you know, cooking at home, I mean, and shopping at retail. That really had a big impact on them moving a lot more beef that way. And even in the international markets where we're working with the COVID restrictions, we were seeing record values of exports over several months. So just this whole complex really was combining to create a very positive situation and conditions for the beef markets and for the producers here.
I would think, and you know, recipes have always been a part of your equation on your Beef It's What's for Dinner website, for example, but even more so when you're talking about so much time at home by many consumers.
Yeah, exactly. And there were a lot more different cuts at the stores than normal. You know, some of that they couldn't maybe be exported for a while, or just, yeah, there weren't as many of the middle meats that people wanted. So you had these different cuts, and people didn't really know how to cook them. So they would come to the Beef It's What's for Dinner website, and you could find recipes for all these different cuts and different ways to prepare them. So that was a huge asset. And developing all those recipes isn't something that you just do, you know, like in a month, and you've got this huge library of recipes. That's taken years and years to build. And so I think that shows, again, kind of the benefit of these programs, that they can, you know, they've got a long-term vision, they build on each other, and then when you really need things like that, you've got them ready, and they're out there, and consumers can reach out and find what they need.
You speak about, you know, both domestically and internationally as far as the way you're trying to, you know, cater to that consumer. International has just been on fire in both the old fiscal year but the new fiscal year as well, as you continue your plan of work with USMEF.
Right, yeah, no, I'm just amazed at how well the international markets have gone, especially Asia. And I mean, that was the epicenter of the COVID virus. But they've, you know, a lot of these markets were kind of very strict in how they were handling that as far as international travelers and even, you know, working at home or traveling within the country, you know, Japan, Korea, China, very, very strict. But yet those markets have actually turned into our biggest markets. So they, all three of those markets, Japan, Korea, and Hong Kong, China, will end up being $2 billion markets this year. And before, only Japan had ever been a $2 billion market. So now you'll have three in 1 year. And this is with all these COVID restrictions. And you have, on top of that, you even have supply chain restrictions, you know, on shipping containers and everything internationally. It's been more difficult to get our products overseas, but yet that value of the products and demand for it continues to grow. So I'm super excited in that area, too. I mean, imagine if we didn't have these constraints, where we could have even been now. We're at record levels, you know, $10 billion probably by the end of this year. So pretty amazing.
Some of the 2021 efforts of the Dollar Head Beef Checkoff as coordinated by Greg Haynes and his team at the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 40th annual Oklahoma Select Bull and Female Sale and Super Bowl Competition, December 4th, 1 o'clock at Atoka Livestock. Featuring 70 breeding-age bulls and 25 females, plus all bulls are eligible to be judged in the pens the day before the sale for the Super Bowl award. For more information, view the online catalog at www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-597-2419. That's 580-597-2419.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.